Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rosma. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Jones steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Jones trying to get to home. Hurdle throws the ball into Quirk who tags Jones who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Stegman reaches second base with a double. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner bunts towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Quirk and he is out, White applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Quirk and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hurdle moves to second. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to second. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 1 to nothing, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. White strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett is walked intentionally. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to second. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Champ Summers pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Richie Hebner now playing third base. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. White hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Washington moves to third. Wilson moves to second. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae is walked intentionally. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 3 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson throws the ball into Whitaker, who tags Akins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Washington scores. Wilson scores. McRae moves to third. It's 3-0, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Detheridge now playing left field. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Rick Peters pinch hits for Dave Stegman. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Mark Wagner. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Peters now playing left field. Alan Trammell now playing shortstop. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Gary Christensen now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.